Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, a few questions for you. I hope you give me I've been married for 37 years, and I want to get to that.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Not taking a shot at you guys, but I went to Mizzou in the 80s when the Royals beat the Cardinals, and there was always this inferiority complex with Kansas City people. It was right in the middle of the state.
What does this have to do with
our topic? Is this why you called? Was this?
No. I've got to make it. But you made a comment about, I'm just asking a question. Hopefully that's okay. I like your station. I listen to it. I go to the kids.
Yeah. Oh.
But I don't understand why Kansas City people and a lot of the radio people, like I was in Kansas City for
business. Dude, I'm from St. Louis, Steve.
Okay. That was your history on what got us here. That was the call a couple of days ago from Steve.
Steve from St. Louis, which, by the way, is funny because I went specifically to his call first because it said Steve from St. Louis. I was like, oh, I would love to hear from somebody from St. Louis on this. That's
and
awesome.
We were talking about marriage. We were talking about getting divorced and getting divorced more for your second marriage and your first. And it said on our screen, because he lied to Quentin, he's been married for 37 years.
Yeah.
It seemed like a nice call to take. And instead, and
eventually he did make a good point about marriage. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember what it was either.
Like, it was like you need to communicate and stuff like that.
Sure.
It was a good point, but it was obvious he only called in just to give us crap because we had said some offhand comment about there was a study that said the best place for singles is in St. Louis.
And that's hard to imagine.
I was the one teasing it, and I said, it's St. Louis. Now, again, little history of me, in case you don't know. Hi, my name is Jonathan Weir. I was born and raised in St. Louis, lived there for 29 years, left to do radio in Florida, and then in Kansas City, left Kansas City for Boston, and then had the option of basically living anywhere I wanted, and came back to Kansas City, not St. Louis. So I just want people to know that.
That information comes up on the show a lot, and if he listens
if he didn't
enough...
know that, that's crazy.
But he listens enough to be mad at us for picking on St. Louis, to know that we do that occasionally.
I don't think he does. I think he just happened to hear the one time we made fun of St. Louis and decided to take it personally. So we're doing a list. The list is best...
what Kansas City does better than St. Louis.
Yeah. What does Kansas City do better than St. Louis? The things that are great in Kansas City that are meh in St. Louis. So I'll get it started off with my first pick. Number five is I'm going to go with streets. Grid. The grid that we have in Kansas City, just north to south, numbered. It makes sense if you... It doesn't matter. And by the way, it extends beyond Kansas City. It's the whole area.
It gets a little funky in the Northland. It doesn't... that grid falls apart in the Northland.
Fair.
But south of the river, it works out fine.
But if I live off 135th in Overland Park and you live off of 119th in Kansas City, I know how to get to where you are.
Yeah.
This isn't just a specific to Kansas City thing, but it is how the whole area is integrated into this. And it just makes sense. It's easy to navigate. The streets are wide too. There's not as, and that has a little bit to do with St. Louis being more of an eastern city than, and Kansas City being more of a western city, but it is just laid out so much better.
Okay. I put down fountains as my number five. That's we good. Have the second highest number of fountains per capita, second only to Rome in the world. They're not always on, not all of them, but they're very pretty. And they provide a nice ambiance to the city that nobody else has. Quentin, who is playing along with a little bit of reluctance.
This one's for you, Weir. I put baseball since 1985. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, but Quentin, the Cardinals have also won two World Series since then. And I would be like, yes, astute listener, you are correct. Except, in terms of ties in sports, it always goes to the head-to-head matchup. And Game 7 of the World Series did happen in 1985.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to rebut at all?
Why did that Game 7 happen again?
Because you lost Game 6.
Did something happen in Game 6? Yeah, why did they lose Game 6 again? What happened in Game 6? Was there like the worst call that's ever been handed out by an umpire in World Series history that happened? By the way, 11 World Series the Cardinals have won. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that to two, the Royals have won. Congratulations on the two that you got. Number four on my list is radio. I have worked in both markets in radio. I came up in the St. Louis market in radio. And one thing that we do better here than there, and I have to say I'm very proud of this, is there's a lot of on one hand, it's kind of cool, but they never do it right. There's a lot of mom and pop stations in St. Louis, but they're all like these hardcore political stations. They're very, very polarizing. And it's almost like you can't have enough hardcore political talk there.
Which I have mixed feelings about, because we like locally owned stations. That's great that still exists.
I don't see the point of having a locally owned station that's only talking about national politics.
Right.
And I worked on a station that initially was just a talk station, was like what KMBZ is now. And then the management of that station decided, nah, screw that. We're going to pursue this hardcore right-wing thing and be like ingrained in Fox News and all that. And the one show was popular on the station stayed popular. All the other shows got worse. But anyway, we do radio better. And it's not just because of this station, which is very unique as far as a talk station is concerned in the country. It's just in general, I'll just say this, it's because there's no iHeart here. That's it.
Some people don't understand what that.
I don't care. I'm not elaborating. It's a company that's awful. Yeah. They're the worst.
All right. My number four is food. Food is important to me. We have a style of food here. We are known for a category of food here. Barbecue is, whether you like barbecue or not, whether it's your thing or not, it is not one sandwich. It's not toasted ravioli. It's not a certain kind of cake. It is an entire genre of culinary experience. So food to me is number four.
I have food on my list. I'll be a little more specific on mine, but go ahead, Quentin.
My number four is the city name. You're named after some dumb French king. And while Kansas City is so cool that they named a state after it.
Okay.
I think he's
intentionally just picking things that he knows are going to trigger me. I'm not debating it. It's fine. I will say that of the two, one is a much more confusing name. All right. Fine. Number three for me is vibes, which I know is vague, but I'll explain a little bit. There's a better sense of community in Kansas City than there is in St. Louis. St. Louis is, because if you just look at the way the cities are laid out, Kansas City is just one huge city. And then there's obviously the suburbs. I live in Overland Park and everything. But in St. Louis, the city itself is actually kind of small, and then it's surrounded by other cities in the county, Ferguson, Chesterfield, all that stuff. And there's very much a divisive feeling there. Like there's a unity when it comes to Cardinals, when it comes to, you know, things that they're proud of, the arch, all that stuff. But there's very much a disunity when it comes to, oh, well, that's, of course you're going to experience that. I mean, you were in Florissant? Yeah, of course that's going to happen there. Yeah. Whereas in Kansas City, I think that there's less, oh, well, you're in the Northland. That's what happens there. So I just think in general, the vibes there are, here in Kansas City are better. Yeah,
we in a very friendly way, I feel like, pick on Johnson County. We pick on KCK. We do pick on Northland a little bit, but not to be mean. We what just do is, it like you would pick on your sister or something. That's kind of what we do.
If we did the ranking, and maybe we should do this for a list someday. If we did the ranking of like the redheaded stepchild of Kansas City, I don't even know what it would be.
Blue Springs?
Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like Blue Springs.
Which one do we just make fun of?
Independence. We make fun of Independence a lot, I feel like.
That's true.
Independence.
Raytown.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Olathe, maybe. But I feel like Independence is where, because that used to be where all the streetwalkers were and all that kind of stuff. Like that used to be the, you know, kind of the whole of,
yeah,
of town. Right. Not that it now. I'm just saying it used to be at one point. All right. My number three is, here's what happens. You put your list up first, and I didn't want it to be the same. Quentin has a solution for when this happens next time, but I put number three down as football. Quentin's solution is next time, if there is another time where our number one is the same, we go to the number two.
Okay.
But what's done is done. So my number three is football, for obvious reasons. Doesn't need explanation. Right. We have a team. Even if they were bad, we have a team.
And they're not bad. They're amazing.
And they're amazing.
So there's that.
Yeah.
All right. Quentin?
All right. My number three will sound very familiar. Despite St. Louis being a bigger TV market, the NFL hates you so much, your team left you like a hot girl in a rom-com, except this ex is not coming back from California.
Okay. I will agree with you on the football, obviously, because it's on my list as well, a little higher up. One thing I will say about football in St. Louis is one team left, the Cardinals left in the 80s. To Arizona. Then we got the Rams because the owner, Georgia Frontier, was a lunatic. Like, that was the reason the Rams moved to St. Louis in the first place, is she was cuckoo birds. And then as soon as she lost control of the team, they left. So yeah, I would agree that it was kind of a fluke that we ever had two teams in St. Louis. My number two is food. Being more specific is barbecue. St. Louis doesn't have an identifiable barbecue. There's like a couple good barbecue places. Pappy's is a really good place downtown if you want to go there. But they're, you know what they're known for? Baked beans. Like that's their.
Oh, that's like being known for French fries.
I know. Their baked beans are really good if you like baked beans. But it's also one of those places you can't wash off of you.
Yeah.
Like it's a very smoky thing.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a good chain restaurant. We used to have one out in Kansas City as well, called Bandanas.
That's
a good barbecue place as well. But just in general, when people think of Kansas City and they think of food, they think of barbecue. When people think of St. Louis and they think of food, they might think of toasted ravioli.
I have to scratch my head. Or gooey butter cake.
Unfortunately, they might think of Emos, and that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie?
Yeah. My number two is, I just grouped it into significant landmarks. I feel like they have the Arch. So we have the World War One Museum, the National World War One Museum. We have Truman Library. We have the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We have the Nelson Atkins. We have the Steamboat Arabia. I could go on.
Can I just say this? I think it's interesting that Kansas City has done this where it was like, hey, no one else has built a museum, so we're going to build it. Like, the World War One Museum
has no logical reason to be here.
No logical reason to be there, except
but
for
there wasn't
the
one
country,
yet.
But we built it. The Jazz Museum, well, Charlie Parker is from Kansas City, so that. Yeah. But, you know, Miles Davis is from Alton, Illinois.
But we have a jazz scene here. I mean, we're known for quite the jazz scene.
True. Yeah, the 18th and Vine jazz scene. Yeah, that's fair. Very good. And then the Negro Leagues, because, you know, Buck O'Neill is from Kansas City or played in Kansas City for so long. So that's why that makes sense, too. Yeah. All right. Quentin?
I brought this one up yesterday, but I'm just going to say better beer. You have Anheuser-Busch with Bud Light and Anheuser. We have Boulevard. I would just like to point out that nobody goes to a bar and their first decision is like, I'll take a Bud Light, please. That does not happen. That is your second or third choice. There are better beers out there and on national chain levels than that. And if you choose Bud Light, I feel like this is a Pepsi Coke thing, and I don't trust your opinion on anything else.
I would argue that there are some ratchet B words, some basic B's out there that definitely will sit down and say, I'll just have a Bud Light. But I will agree with you, the beer is better here. The best we had in St. Louis is there's a local brewery called Schlafly. That's fine. It's fine. It's not as good as Boulevard.
All right.
So my number one is football,
which
was on everybody's list, but my number one is football. The reason why is I think obvious. Obviously the Chiefs are awesome, but here's the difference between that is the football team, the Chiefs football team. It doesn't matter how well they do. They will sell out all the time. They set a record even during their worst years of having sold out games at Arrowhead before Patrick Mahomes came to play. And I hate picking at a wound with a friends who are in St. Louis who might be listening. But one of the reasons we lost the Rams is because that stadium sucked. And it still sucks. The Ed Jones Dome or TWA Dome, which is what it originally was, sucked. It's not very well lit. It's not a very good part of town. They could have built that anywhere, and they decided to build it there because it was just the easiest place. They tried to keep the team by promising them a new stadium, and Stan Kroenke wasn't interested in that. He's a piece of crap, but that's fine. But I they're more supportive of football. Kansas City is more of a football town. St. Louis is more of a baseball town. All right, Jamie.
My number one is attitude. Pure and simple. Midwest nice exists here. Okay. I said this yesterday. I've always said this, that I think my experience, and having spent, you know, a decent amount of time in St. Louis and growing up near Chicago, my experience is that I don't like people from Boston because I feel like they're just angry all the time about everything. And St. Louis people are like that too, but I feel like they don't have a good reason for it. I don't like Boston. It gets a lot of snow. It's colder. You have the inferiority complex to New York City, I guess. St. Louis, you don't have a justification for that. I feel like it's just not, I feel like there's not nice. It's Boston light. I don't like that. Here, everybody's nice.
I would argue against that if the whole basis of this conversation wasn't some jerk from St. Louis calling us and telling us that we all had inferiority.
Also, this is what Kansas City does better. It's not about like, and St. Louis does this okay too. It's just is what we do better, is that I feel like we are friendlier and nicer here and more welcoming and more, we don't have a chip on our shoulder here at all compared to the people there.
Quentin?
I will take the World War One Museum over the Arch, because the Arch is just a capital U that you were able to build. Nobody cares. It's the World War One Museum is the only national war museum outside of Washington, D.C. It is way cooler.
It is the only one.
Yeah. It's the only, national war museum not in Washington, D.C. is right here in Kansas City. So the St. Louis Arch, whatever.
Okay.
There is a memorial for World War One, but there is not a museum anywhere else except Kansas City, which I'm reading all the background about now.
If you want to vote, I have it set up on the text line. Text 1 for football. Text 2 for what was attitude?
Attitude.
Jamie? So that's what I had down. Attitude, or text 3 for the World War One Museum. These are what makes Kansas City. No, that's not fair. Hold on. What does Kansas City do better than St. Louis? What does Kansas City do better than St. Louis? Your choices are 1 for football, 2 for attitude, and 3, the World War One Museum. You text those in now. We'll give you the answer at the end of the hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how you guys need to take vacation. A fourth of you are not taking vacation.
And that's any
vacation. It's ridiculous. Talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Still to come this hour, we have an update on Tucker Langford. And if you are out and about this weekend and you are doing maybe some trunk or treat, where I just sent this to you in the chat, Chandler Langford, if you look at him on Facebook, they have a suggestion for what else you can do this weekend to lift Tucker's spirits. It's a fantastic idea. A lot of people are going to be out this weekend anyway. Mm-hmm. We will mention this before the end of the hour about what you can do. There's a certain thing that Tucker cannot do right now because his medical condition is not good, and they are asking you to help, and their address is up, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, we'll give you the details on that
coming up because that's
amazing.
Yeah, he just put this up on his Facebook page a few minutes ago. Yeah. So we'll fill you in for the end of the hour. Okay, new survey out of CNBC says this was based on a survey of over 3,000 U.S. workers. Nearly a quarter of American workers did not take any of their vacation days this year. This is out of FlexJobs, which is a really good aggregate site for jobs that are remote-based or half-remote-based, whatever. Although the majority have access to PTO, the report found that 23% of employees did not take a single vacation day in the last 12 months. Flex jobs expert gives us a few reasons why. And I wondered about this, too. Workload was a major concern. 43% said they had too much to do. They couldn't leave because they had too much work to do. 30% worried about falling behind. And in part of it is just because of the economy. There's a lot of areas that are understaffed. And so teams are being asked to do more with less. And so it's harder to be gone. And people are feeling guilty about leaving their other coworkers when they're gone.
Yeah.
25% of workers said their manager would likely respond in a discouraging manner if they asked to take time off. Mm-hmm. 29% of workers felt guilty or pressured to appear committed at their jobs, which would lead them to avoid taking time off. Boy, I got to tell you, there was a line in here that said, because having unlimited PTO is becoming more popular across companies, it's a way, quite frankly, for that company to not pay you out of that time. If you end up leaving, you don't accrue it. So it's not on the books. Yeah. And a lot of workers said that they don't know what to do with that because it's unclear expectations of what really is unlimited. And how much you're allowed to take, and at what point your supervisor is going to say no.
Yeah,
so we are all burned out.
Yeah. That depends on your supervisor. If they're nice, then they'll maybe let you have 3 weeks, maybe four. Who knows?
But if it says unlimited, what does unlimited mean?
I guess, is it not up to them to let you take off, I guess?
It varies company by company, but I know I follow some people online who said they have unlimited PTO. They took 8 weeks off last year.
Okay.
Because it's unlimited.
I think there's also, increasingly, we're seeing more jobs gravitate towards, you might get PTO, but you're not going to get paid the same as you were when you were working.
Right.
Because either you're missing out on sales.
Right.
Like, for instance, when I was working in sales before I came back to KMBZ, they were like, you get PTO, but you're only going to make your hourly draw instead of anything on commission.
Right.
It's not like you're going to be getting paid any of that commission, because why would you? You're not making any sales.
Right.
So a lot of people couldn't afford to go on vacation unless you saved up enough to do it. There's also a lot of jobs where you just get paid hourly. You don't have any PTO. If you're driving for Uber...
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have any PTO.
Full-time freelance. The thing that I do early in the morning right now, I used to do full-time. I mean, I used to do 10 hours a day. And if I didn't work, I didn't get paid. So I didn't take time off. I was sick. If I went on vacation, I took the work with me, because that was such a financial hit that you can't not do it. Yeah, not everybody has the PTO that's paid to take. And so we are all exhausted and burned out. And
so I'll
that's
just
not
ask
getting
the,
better.
You guys, text line, phone calls, 913-586-7798. Why aren't you going on vacation? If you're leaving days on the table, why are you doing that? Is it a pride thing? Is it you don't want to take off because you love your job so much? Or is it I can't afford it?
Are you worried that you're too easily replaced?
That could be.
There are some people that are worried if they're gone, then they can live without you, so...
I also wonder if people are like, well, I can't afford to go anywhere, so I might as well just keep working, because otherwise I'll just be sitting around my house. 913-586-7798. You can call or text. Why aren't you taking vacation? 913-586-7798. Talk about this and more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Got the story out of CNBC, courtesy of Flex Jobs. One quarter of employees have taken zero vacation days in the last 12 months. There are a ton of reasons why. They all kind of make sense, including, like you said, it's one thing like to have the time off, but it's not exactly free or cheap always to go somewhere, especially if you have a family. And so some people think, well, I'd just rather be at work then.
I got to tell you, Jamie, some of these answers that we got when we asked the question, why aren't you taking vacation? They're pretty depressing. they're not giving me a lot of faith in humanity. Here's what we got. 11951 says, my wife's company has unlimited PTO and a lot of people abuse it where she is. She will take 2 weeks vacation and then days here and there. But if she takes more than that, she gets too far behind and doesn't like to add work to others. Well, mm-hmm. that's nice. That's good of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a depressing one. I'm not using my vacation time because I have a baby due in March and I will only have 50 hours of PTO anyway. So I'm going to be unpaid for part of my maternity leave.
We stink at that system in this country, at the maternity leave system.
I mean, there is FMLA, right?
Like that. But that's unpaid. But I think it guarantees your job is there when you get back.
I don't know why I don't know more about this. I know that Katie had to go back to work after 3.5 weeks after having Finn.
Yeah, and I think...
Because she just started and didn't have any PTO at all.
I think some places let you do short-term disability. You can do short-term disability and count that as maternity leave. But FMLA is unpaid. They have to save your job for you. We are so far behind other countries in the way that we...
You get 12 weeks of unpaid job protected leave per year for the birth of a child. So you don't get paid.
Yeah.
The reason I'm confused about that is because I lived in a different state that actually required that you did get paid half of your income during that time off. That state did that.
It's not like there are costs to having a new baby around.
No,
you don't need that money.
Baby or you don't need. Why would you need to be home with your baby? By the way, I don't know why. In this country, we're having so many problems with birth rates.
Right.
It seems like there's a lot of people hammering the table about how we need to have more babies, specifically babies that, you know, look like the people who run the country.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have more of those babies. What's going on? Well, maybe because people can't afford it.
Yeah.
Because people are actually not taking vacations so they can have babies. That's insane. And somebody else said, I'm just paraphrasing because I can't find the text. Here it is. My husband is a government contractor and does not get paid at all during government shutdown.
Mm.
And when Trump was elected, he predicted there would be a shutdown. So we didn't take any vacations this year so he could save up his 4 weeks, like 5 weeks vacation, so we can weather the storm of this current shutdown. Okay. So it was being proactive.
So does that mean he proactively decided to take vacation time when he thought the shutdown would happen so that he would still be paid?
Time. He didn't take the vacation time. He's saving it so that it's unpaid. And because they just said you're not getting back pay anymore.
Right.
Then they can use the vacation time as back pay.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It's great. This is dystopia. Welcome to late stage capitalism, everybody. What a fun Friday topic.
God, next week we'll talk about SNAP benefits are not going to kick in on November 1st in a lot of places. We'll get to that coming up next week.
That's fantastic.
It'll be fun. Yeah. Fun thing to look forward to. We got some calls coming in. Why don't we talk to some of you on the phone? Let's go first to Matt's in Leavenworth. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're great.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, my PTO situation, I work for a great company. They give PTO. They encourage me and everybody to take it, but I haven't taken any this year because the projects that I have require so much attention that if I take a week off, you know, my inbox is just going to be nuts. And we're on timelines, you know, so it's just a different angle. You know, I know a lot of people, some of these reasons I've heard that you guys have brought up, you know, having a baby or affordability. I mean, it's just a different time. You know, people are busy, stuff's really expensive. So PTO's kind of changed, I think.
Well, you know, the problem with that, too, is that there's been such a narrowing down of the workplace,
mm-hmm.
and people, you're probably doing a job that used to be at least another person with you doing. And so many people, productivity is sky high because they start firing everybody and not replacing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons you keep falling behind. Used to be take vacation and then, you know, somebody fill in for you. They do an okay job. You come back and there wouldn't be a bunch of work for you. So they also talk about, like, hey, don't check your email on vacation. Like, take right. a break. Really? So then yeah. I come back and I have an inbox that is full. It's going to take me 3 days to catch up with.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 I have people that can fill in for me. It's just we all have, and I've been in that situation before where there was no backfill. I do have backfill, but it's just a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
And hey, so it's kind of hard to say when's a good time.
Never, right? Never's a good time. But, yeah. Hang in there, Matt. We appreciate it. Yeah. I've noticed. We have salespeople in this building that, because the same thing, like what you were talking about in sales, you know, like maybe you get your base, but you don't get the money from sales if you're not here. And I've seen it happen a couple of times where you'll get an email because somebody does their like out of office email and they will at least say, if you're trying to reach me, contact so-and-so instead. So at least if, you know, there's another place to filter some of that email. Now that might be a lead on a new sale, but at least mm-hmm. someone's handling some of that email while you're gone. So yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't taken. It occurred to me the other day. We moved back here in November. I started working again in sales, and then I obviously came here in May to KBC. I haven't taken a single day of vacation in that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I also was off for 3 months before
right.
that, though.
Right.
So I kind of like was I was fed up with not working.
Right.
I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, I really need a couple days yeah. off again, though.
You yeah. know? Let's see. Let's keep going here. Jim's in Topeka. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hey, Jim.
If you haven't been depressed before, I'm fixing to really put the cherry on top of depressed.
Great.
Okay.
I hate vacations, period, paragraph, the end. To me, a vacation is nothing but a job that I don't get paid to go do. I got to go look at things, do things, take here, drive there, go there, and what have you when I get back.
Clinton, is that you?
Plus, I've cost a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, vacations can be exhausting.
I would say you're not taking the right kind of trips, but,
well,
you know.
It, but they can be. I mean, I get that. I've been on plenty of vacations where I'm like, I can't wait for this to get over and I can relax at my job.
Yeah.
What, Jim, if you could take a vacation, if you could like just like not do work for a week, what would you do?
I'd probably be working at something else on the farm, doing something else and what have you. I'd be filling the time with something that needed done, which is not a vacation.
So, yeah, a vacation, it would just all you'd be doing while you're off is thinking about everything accumulating.
I think my vacation is coming is when they close the lid on the box.
Wow. Jesus. Okay.
Love you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, bye. Jim. Appreciate it. Okay. I am known to take trips, not vacations. There's a big difference. I take very demanding trips so I can see things and do things and I pack a lot into a short period of time. But what I've started to do so as not to be burned out when I get back is I work like vacation days into the trip. Like in the middle mm-hmm. of the trip, there's a couple of days where I just get to chill, or at the very end. Couple of days where I just get to chill, and that helps tremendously.
The best vacation I took was 2 years ago. We went to Florida, rented an Airbnb, and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. It was the best. We did stuff, but it was like the kids just wanted to hang out at the pool.
Yeah.
So they hung out at the pool. Katie and I went out a couple times for drinks and dinner and dates and stuff like that while the kids hung out at the house. They were fine. And then we went to Disney, but didn't go to the park. It was mm-hmm. awesome. It was the best vacation ever.
Yeah. Different things to work for different people. My best ones are, I mean, I could talk for days, but I mean, having done quite a bit, my best ones were the ones where I feel like I had some really great experiences, but also some time to relax.
Yeah.
We have other callers on hold. We can get to them coming up.
Yep. 913-586-7798. We have a couple lines open if you want to grab one. Why are you not going on vacation? Is there something wrong with you? Or are you just waiting to die like some people? We'll talk about it coming up on Midday.
Couple of minutes to go here before we wrap the hour. Yeah, coming up the next hour, I'm curious about, because I've not looked at this story about the car color that kills the resale value. So we'll get to that coming up in the next hour here a little bit.
Yeah, what car color will kill your resale value? Yeah, as if you don't have enough things to worry about.
Yeah.
And also falling behind on car payments.
Yeah, the numbers just keep getting.
The majority of people now are falling behind on car payments. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's all going great, guys.
Here's my suggestion for all of you, because we'll talk about this more coming up after the 1 o'clock hour. If you are going candy shopping today, let's say, or during the day tomorrow, grab some extras because we know of somebody who might enjoy having that and they are inviting people to their home. There is a lot of confusion here about the date, about exactly when this is.
Oh, boy.
But this is Tucker Langford. His family has posted on Facebook. And we'll give more details about this coming up. But we, you know, they did the parade and we knew that he has, he's now in hospice because there was fluid around his heart and he's back home now, but he's unable to trick or treat or go door to door this year. And so they're putting the call out for people to come to their house. And so we can give more details about that coming up. But we also have a list of his favorite treats and stuff that he would really like to have. But there's mass confusion about whether they mean this weekend or next weekend. We're trying to figure it out.
This weekend,
I assume too.
We'll get that figured out.
But
all right, I want to update the voting.
Oh yeah.
So we did. What does Kansas City do better than St. Louis? Your choices were football, attitude. And I don't have it in front of me. Oh, the World War One Museum.
How much did football win by?
Football, believe it or not, it's actually really close. It's about 40. I keep refreshing, but it's about 40-30-30, more or less.
Okay.
Football is winning.
All right.
But it is 40-30-30. So
okay.
You can vote. Text one for football if you think Kansas City does that best. World War One Museum is three. And then two is attitude. We'll give you an update on the Tucker's house and trick-or-treating for him and the car color that kills your resale value coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.